All right. Hey there. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. This is your host, Rami Mays. Happy Sunday. It's gorgeous out. For all you folk festers out there, hope you're having a nice, safe time and doing it up pretty good. Today, I wanted to feature a really cool musician who just, that is a perfect segue that Amanda gave me. Thank you for that. He's managed in his 25-year career to work with everyone from the likes of Loretta Lynn, Jimmy Page, Beyonce, Insane Clown Posse, to Bob Dylan, to Jerry Lee Lewis, and more. He's appeared in about 15 films. He's written a book. He's produced over 30 projects, and he's toured the globe. He's sold out huge concerts. He's been in more than a very few successful bands, and somehow he's obsessed with the number three. I am talking about the weird and brilliant Jack White. Mostly known as the front writer and singer for the very popular rock duo, which we all know, White Stripes, Jack White has had a very successful career in other bands as well, as a solo artist as well. Also known by close family and friends as John Anthony Gillis, which doesn't really look like a John Gillis now that you know him as Jack White. He was born in 1975, and of all days, his birthday is today. So he turns 42 today, and happy birthday, John Gillis. Same age as me. So let's celebrate his birthday by dedicating the hour of his music and his career here on 101.5. He was born in Detroit, and actually he was the seventh of 10 children. I don't even understand that. I have one, and I'm like, that's good. The advantage being, since his older siblings would abandon the instruments they didn't want anymore, he eventually found a kit in the attic, and he started playing the drums in grade one. As a child, he was a fan of classical music, but in elementary school, he started listening to, you know, your more classic rock like The Doors, Pink Floyd, and Zeppelin. And then as a teenager, he began listening to blues and 1960s rock that would eventually influence him in the White Stripes. And he also Sunhouse. He loved Sunhouse and Blind Willie McTell. They were some of his favorite blues guitarists. He also is this great upholsterer who, I don't know if anybody really knew that, it's something else, but he began an apprenticeship upholstering at age 15 with a family friend named Brian Muldoon. And he credits Muldoon with exposing him to punk music as they worked together in the shop. And Muldoon goaded his young apprentice into forming a band. And since Muldoon was already playing the drums, that's when Jack decided to start playing guitar. And the two of them recorded an album called Makers of High Grade Sweets, and they called themselves The Upholsterers. And we'll actually hear a track from that coming right up. And that was very young Jack White. And even at 19, he landed his first pro gig as a drummer for the Detroit band Goober and the Peas, who were in full swing at that time, opening for bands like Nick Cave, Uncle Tupelo, and the Chili Peppers and such. The band did break up in 1996, and then Jack sort of settled back into working as an upholsterer by day while moonlighting in local bands and performing solo shows by night. Okay, so before we go too far into the bands and musicians Jack White has worked with and played for and his successes, let's just start it off here with his early days, and we'll just kick some tunes off like that. We'll start with his early influence of a band like Led Zeppelin, and I thought I'd play one of my favorite Zeppelin tunes from Led Zeppelin 3 called Immigrant Song. And then we'll move into his teenage influence of what Jack states his all-time favorite song, which is Sunhouse's Grinnin' in Your Face. And then we'll hear from a Jack White in his duo, The Upholsterers. And that's a really cool tune, actually. When I heard it, I was really surprised it was that. It's like 15 or something. And that song's called Pain. And then we'll finish the set with a track when Jack joined Goober and the Peas as drummer. And they sort of were like this dark cowpunk sort of band. And they have a cool tune called Loose Lips. So let's just do that. Let's just start the show here on 101.5 UMFM. Hey everybody, I am having a slight technical difficulty. If we could just try and figure out why the music isn't playing, that would be great. Everything's attached. I'm really not sure why. I'll take a moment to tell you about this great band that I saw this weekend. I went into Folk Fest to watch this band called Sun K, and they are amazing. And I know what I'm doing wrong now. I know exactly what's happening. I figured it all out while telling you about this great band called Sun K. So anyway, I saw them, and you should check them out. Even if you're not at Folk Fest, you should definitely check them out sometime. They're a great band from Toronto. Getting back to the show. All right, I think I'm ready. This is Immigrant Song by Zeppelin. and try three. Here we go.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Yeah, just bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know your mother will talk about you. Your sisters and your brothers too. Yes, don't care how you're trying to live. They'll talk about you still. Yes, but bear who is in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, there's bad hooters in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know they'll jump you up and down. They'll carry you all around and around. Just as soon as your back are turned, they'll be trying to crush you down. Yes, but bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, Lord. Just bear who is in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face.
Pain give me. Pain, give me, yeah. Pain, give me sympathy.
Loose lips, loose lips, sing shit, sing shit.
It's Goober and the Peas with a song called Loose Lips. And we're going to get this show together here. Continue on. It was in 1996 that Jack White approached the then bartender Meg White and asked her to join him in the soon-to-be-famous project The White Stripes. Though it was left to mystery for quite some time, it was finally revealed that, in fact, Jack and Meg were not brother and sister, as for some reason they played up in the media. I think that's a little bit twisted that they wanted people to believe that. I'm not sure why. But they were, in fact, married from 1996 to 2000. And this is actually where he took the name White from her. And then he became Jack White. They began their career as part of Michigan's like underground garage rock music scene, and they played along with and opened four more established local bands. And in 2001, the band released their album White Blood Cells. And the album's stripped down garage rock sound drew critical acclaim in the U.S. and beyond. They followed up pretty immediately with another album that was also really well received in 2003 with an album called Elephant. And of course, everybody knows their big first single hit, Seven Nation Army. It's kind of like the band's signature song, which I will be playing later on the show, but probably not the way you expect to hear it, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, it won, like, Grammys and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, I think it was Best Rock Song in 2004. But, of course, anything that Jack White touched ended up winning a Grammy. It also became some kind of, like, international anthem where, you know, you see, like, it was on commercials and you'd hear it in every car. The band's fifth album, Get Behind Me, Satan, was recorded in White's own hometown and in his home, and marked a change in the band's musical direction with piano-driven melodies and instrument experimentation. I think they used like a marimbe and like some weird instruments. The band's sixth album, Icky Thump, was released in 2007, and unlike their previous lo-fi albums, that one they decided to record in Nashville at Blackbird Studio. And this is where things got a little weird. In support of that album, they had this really, I don't know if you remember this, but they had this like lofty tour schedule, and they wanted to tour every Canadian province, and they ended up making a documentary about it. But that was when you sort of might have been hearing, like, I just saw Jack White and Meg White on a bus, and it would be like in Regina, and so they did this crazy thing, and then things started getting a little wrong for them at that point, because in that time, I guess Meg was struggling with anxiety, and they were probably burning out. They were working pretty hard, so that year the band announced the cancellation of almost 20 tour dates. And a few days later, they canceled the remainder of all their 2007 UK tour dates. So even though, meanwhile, White was working with other artists in the meantime, it was on the final episode of Late Night with Conan O'Brien in 2009 that the band made their first live appearance after the cancellation of these tours, and that's like a few years later. And then, again, 2 years or so passed, no new releases, nothing really coming from the band. The band reported their official disbanding on their website in 2011. It was definitely a good run, obviously. It was quite successful. They have great albums and hits to leave as the legacy, for sure. And we will hear a tune coming right up as well. Next, what sort of happened was in 2005, White and Brendan Benson co-wrote a song called Steady As She Goes. And the two of them just looked at each other and kind of realized they were onto something, I guess. And it inspired them to start a full band with other members, including members of the band The Greenhorns, which became the band Rock on Tours. And Rock on Tours is an awesome band. The result was the band's debut album, Broken Boy Soldiers. And after some Grammy nominations as well, the Rock on Tours set on tour to support the album, including 8 dates opening for Bob Dylan. Not such a shabby thing to have happen to you. They also released an album called Consolers of the Lonely. And its first single, Salute Your Solution, had this, like, there's like a weird iTunes leak. So you were supposed to be able to download Salute Your Solution as the single, but somehow someone had put up the whole album. So their whole album leaked right away at the same day. And that kind of screwed up their publicity plan. But this does lead us into the next band that Jack White was in. Because while on tour to promote Consolers of the Lonely, White developed bronchitis, and he often lost his voice and got a little tired. And Alison Mosshart, the front woman for The Kills, who was touring with the Rock on Tours at that time, would often fill in as his vocal replacement. So I think I keep saying Rock on Tours, but it's Rock on Tours. But it feels good to call them Rock on Tours. Sounds like, you know, it just makes sense, Rock on Tour. The chemistry between these two artists led them to collaborate, and in 2009, White formed a new group called The Dead Weather. And Mosshart sang, White played drums, and he also sang a bit on it. He shared some vocal duties. And then Jack Lawrence of the Raconteurs played bass, and the Queens of the Stone Age keyboardist and guitarist Dan Fertitta rounded out the four-piece. And that's a pretty sweet lineup. They made three albums, and the latest release, it was in 2015, called Dodge and Burn. I'm not sure which track I'm playing just yet, but I think I'm playing a track from Dodge and Burn. So there you have it. That's quite the mouthful. Three great bands, a plethora of great songs to choose from, and all in a short amount of time, Jack White got busy. So let's get back to the music. Let's do that. We'll get a White Stripes tune in here with the signature Meg White kick drum thump. It's like everybody now that starts a song ever that starts with a kick, they think that they're ripping off Meg White, but that's not the case. It's just the kick drum, and she was just really good at hitting it with her leg. This song I love. We're going to play the hardest button to button, and then a Raconteurs hit, Steady As She Goes, and then I like to spin a track from The Kills that I did called Heart of a Dog from their 2000... It wasn't from that. Okay, it's 2016 album Ash and Ice, and then we'll close up the set with a Dead Weather track from their 2015 album Dodge and Burn, as I thought, with a track called I Feel Love. And when we get back, I'm not going to stutter. It's going to be awesome. You're listening to Rami Mays on Riding with the Queen.
nothing's alive. Or does the blacktop know that I have not cracked with my mind? Nothing's in color gray as a pill, nobody cries. Why do the street lamps shine? I'm still nothing's alive.
Thanks for joining us. We're talking about the brilliant phenom, Jack White, here today on Riding with the Queen. And so far this show, we've heard six bands that he's been in, and all of whom have either had great success or at the very least, very cool albums and tunes that I think are the cat's meow. And he's sort of got this garage blues rock and roll thing figured out pretty well. It was through all these successes that led Jack to these great opportunities arose for him, and he ended up having these great opportunities to collaborate with and produce some incredible talents. Here's a little list. White worked with Loretta Lynn on her 2004 album Van Leer Rose, which he produced and performed on. The album was a critical and commercial success. In 2008, White collaborated with Alicia Keys on the song Another Way to Die, which was the theme song for the James Bond film Quantum of Solace. How cool is that? How could you not die happy? Like your song that you're performing on is opening a James Bond film. That's just the coolest. In 2009, Jack White was featured in a movie you might remember called It Might Get Loud, a film where he, Jimmy Page, and The Edge come together to discuss the electric guitar and each artist's different playing methods and kind of like leaning off each other and checking stuff out. And we'll actually hear a clip from that in a moment. And White's first solo single was actually written and recorded in 10 minutes during the filming of that movie. They were sort of having a debate about how people overwrite and overthink stuff. So he just wrote a tune in 10 minutes called Fly Farm Blues. I wanted to play it this show, but we don't really have that much time, so I'll just skip it today. But check it out. He also, this is pretty cool. So there are some lost songs of Hank Williams, and certain artists were chosen to finish the song and perform it their way. And so White finished and performed the song You Know That I Know, which was featured on the Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams. And that same year, he produced and played on Wanda Jackson's album, The Party Ain't Over. He's also worked with other incredible artists like Beck, Rolling Stones, and Jeff Beck. And as mentioned, he's worked with Dylan. These are not small feats. In 2012, White released his debut self-produced solo album called Blunderbuss, and that was nominated for several Grammys as well. And then in 2014, he announced his second solo album called Lazaretto, And that was inspired mostly by plays and poetry he'd written as a teen. So I think he was probably happy to get those out after them being kind of tucked away in a box for many years. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart, and in some kind of like personal triumph for sure for White, he broke the record for the largest sales week for a vinyl album since the beginning of SoundScan, which is like tracking sales. And I think that was in the 90s they started doing that SoundScan. So good for him. And that is a mouthful, and that's a lot of name dropping. I wanted to try to make a two-part Jack White feature, but opted to try and squeeze it into one episode. And you can see why I thought two might have been a good idea. Just like a long list of nominations and awards, a controversial freak of a persona, a heavyweighted resume, a thriving record label called Third Man Records, an acting career, a reputation as a philanthropist. And overall, really, I mean, you can't argue, it's just a seriously kick-ass songwriter, guitar player, and performer. It has been a really cool ride for me to learn more about the great Jack White and to share some of his musical life with you. I hope you've enjoyed learning some things maybe you didn't know about him. So we're going to finish up today's show with a set of music that I think you'll enjoy. It's a little bit lengthy, but I think it'll be worth it. We're going to have a tune from Van Leer Rose, where Loretta Lynn is singing, of course. It's her song. Her acclaimed album that Jack White produced and played on. The tune I chose is a very cool tune called Have Mercy, and I don't think it's Loretta like how you heard her before. Then we'll hear a clip from the actual movie, It Might Get Loud, in the doc, where Jack White actually teaches Jimmy Page in The Edge his hit lick to Seven Nation Army. I just thought it was so cool. How cool it must have been, where Jimmy Page just sort of looks over at him and says, "So, like, can you show me, or how did that go? How does that go?" It's a cool listen, yeah. And if you haven't seen that doc, you should really check it out. And then we'll spin Jack's version of that Hank Williams song I was just talking about, called You Know That I Know. And it's a cool way to show the diverse sides of Jack White, for sure, because he has this love for, like, mountain music, blues, honky-tonk, as well as the grungier, heavy electric rock and roll that he's more readily known for. So I like that you could see, like, his country honky-tonk side. And I also found a very cool version of Jack White joining Beck on stage for a version of Loser in a 2014 Beck concert. So if we have time, I'm going to try and squeeze that one in. And then we'll close the show with a track from his 2012 solo album, Blunderbuss, with a very slick tune called I'm Shaken. Okay, I did it. I crammed a near 25-year jam-packed career into 1 hour. Happy birthday again, John Gillis. As a side note, I have a friend named Scotty Hills, who was originally the drummer from The Perpetrators, and you might remember him. I promised I would do it, and I don't want to forget. He is playing on Tuesday at the Park Theater, July 11th. So he's just an excellent singer and songwriter, and if you have a chance on Tuesday to go check that out, I strongly suggest it. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and until next time, you've been riding with the Queen.
Have mercy on me, baby. I'm down up on my knees. Have mercy on me, baby. I'll do just as you please. Well, you know that I love you. I put no one else above you. Have mercy on me, baby. Have mercy. Mercy on me, baby. Please have a little heart. Have mercy on me, baby. You're tearing me apart. The way that you do me, you know you've done got to me. Have mercy on me, baby. Have mercy. Have mercy on me, baby. Please give this heart a break. Have mercy on me, baby. I'll do just what it takes. You know you won't regret it. So hey there, now I said it. Have mercy on me, baby. Have mercy.
of your life sacrificed for your brother in the nick of time. Another dirty money heaven sent, honey turning on a dime. Well, I'm gonna let it open, a woman walking by. A drop in the water, a look in the eye. A palm on the table, a man on your side. Or someone makes you think that you can trust. It's just another way to die.
Seven Nation Army, you obviously worked out, did you have the guitar part and then you did the lyrics to it, right?
Well, I played it, I remember we were at a sound check in Australia and I played it, I started playing that riff and I thought, oh, this is really cool, you know, and my friend came up, was my roommate, Ben Swink, and he said, what do you think of this? He's like, eh, it's all right, you know, one of those things where, it's almost great when people say that, because makes you get defensive in your brain and think, it's God, no, there's something to this. You don't see it yet. It's going to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to have some imagination. You tell yourself. Yeah. Yeah. But so kept at it, you know, and then I kind of thought, for a second I left it there, I kind of thought, oh, maybe one day if I ever get, you know, have to do like a James Bond theme song or something, or some spy movie. Yeah. Like, oh, maybe I'll use that. But it did. It just kind of came out when we went to Hackney and recorded that.
It really shows how it goes.
Yeah. First of all, it's open A tuning.
Because I always thought it was Jimmy, a bass that opened the song.
It's just an octave down. The whammy pedal, an octave down, and then. Luckily, it happened so I could switch it off during the song. The main riff is just I started that because I thought, well, it'd be cool if I went back to the low Eastern to get a low sometimes. You know, when I needed that extra thing. Or two. But it's just started the. It's a great sound.
Yeah, definitely.
You can throw the low at the end if you want to, you know, that kind of thing. And the slides.
Do the slides?
Only on the slide do I do. During the verses. Then you have to switch off. Then a G. that would be a G chord.
Right.
Switch off that. That'll be $5.
You may be
of this world, but you know that I'm alone.
That I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that St. Rita dance and I'm dancing. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over. Oh, yeah, you got me shaking. You got me sweating. Oh, yeah, you got me shaking, girl. A chill and a fever, so I've been told. Makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever. Yeah, fever, yeah, I'm fun for sure. I feel like I've been run right through the mill, and I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm on the sea.
The
wind shakes the leaves on a tree. And I'm